Hurricane Ian is bearing down in Florida. The stock market dumped another 330 points and a lot of things going on. Let's talk about something good, shall we? Let's shift gears a little bit. Good idea. I want to talk about American ingenuity for a moment, if it's all right with you. American ingenuity, because it is what has powered this world for, well, for decades, as long as I've been alive and then some. If you have anybody that plays sports, including yourself, pay attention to what we're going to talk about here, because my next guest is Dr. Michael Hutchinson. He is a dentist in Traverse City, Michigan, and he has patented a mouth guard for athletes and basically everybody else. If you use this mouth guard, it prevents concussions almost completely, not quite. The incidence of concussion is 0.26% if you're wearing this mouth guard. It goes on your bottom jaw, not the top like the ones that I wore when I was in high school and college. It increases strength and speed by 16% as well. Hard to believe, I know, but it was backed up by studies at Michigan State University and Wayne State University in Detroit. They've tested it. They've certified those results. Power Plus mouth guard. And I have the doctor here with me. Doctor, good morning.
Morning, Steve.
You have spent years with this idea, and you knew that if you align the jaw correctly, first of all, when you get smashed in the mouth with smash mouth football, as they call it in the Big Ten this time of the year, or wherever it might be, that energy doesn't transfer into your skull, so you don't get concussed, right? That's the key here. And concussions are a huge problem. Protocols, kids are out for however long. It's just not good for you. You found a way to make it happen a lot less. Good to have you here. Tell me about how you invented the Power Plus mouth guard.
This is my 22nd year researching and working with this technology. And I just started basically through working with patients who suffered from temporal mandibular joint syndrome. And so just through trial and error, I found that people were stronger. And as I looked into it more, and I started using football teams here in Traverse City. I found they had no concussions. And so it's a phenomenal discovery. And it's been going on for at least 20 years. The important thing is there's if you do the latest information from the CDC, there's going to be 10,800 concussions today.
Today.
Across the United States. And if you do the math, down to 0.26%, we could turn it down to about 108 if everyone would step up to this technology. 10,800 concussions today. Get ready.
So down to just over 100 if they used this technology that you patented back years and years ago now. And then you decided, well, maybe I should share this with the world, which you've been doing in more recent years. And football teams, soccer teams, it doesn't matter what you do, it'll prevent concussions. But it's the other part, because I read some of the studies from Michigan State, which I found really remarkable, which said it is beneficial to the general public. Beneficial to the, so me, an old guy, like I'm not playing football anymore, obviously, except in the backyard. And so for me, it can make me a little bit faster, a little bit stronger, make me feel a little bit healthier, even if I'm out riding my bike or I'm on the treadmill, whatever, just walking my dog, right? It'll help me do all of
Absolutely.
These things.
Most people aren't LeBron James, right? So,
no.
If you know, especially we got a big bike race coming up here in a month, the Iceman up in Traverse City, over 5,000 avid bike riders go 32 miles through the woods. And these people definitely need physiologic jaw position, because I've ridden the race. It's grueling. And you can use all the energy that you have in your body that you're not using to do the best that you can. It's something that even people who just do construction, police officers, everybody needs more strength and have their body working much better.
Swing the hammer harder. Pick up more pieces of wood when you walk over to the construction, whatever it might be, right? These are important considerations.
Absolutely.
But I go back to the fact that what is it worth if my son or daughter don't get a concussion playing high school or college sports? How important is that to me as a parent or a grandparent? To me, it's priceless, honestly.
Absolutely.
Because, and what would you pay for that? I mean, I think we've talked about, I had a brother who had a bad concussion in high school. Really was a traumatic concussion playing football. If he had had, and he got hit right in the bottom of the face. That's what concussed him, right? Right under the face mask. Yeah, I don't know why every football team in America, every soccer team in America, every basketball team in America, I don't know why every team, men's teams, women's teams, why does everybody not have this in use right now? That's what's baffling to me.
Yeah, I say if every mother knew that their kid could be safe playing their sport, it would be a just obvious thing to do, is just to protect your child in their sport.
And then something else comes to mind. There's something else that comes to mind here, though, Doctor, and you and I have talked about this a bit, but, you know, the military. The military has people get concussed daily. I think half of those 10,000 could be in the U.S. military during training. I mean, those people get knocked around pretty well. They probably don't actually turn in their statistics. But that would be another place. It would be really important to keep concussions at a minimum.
I read a study where they averaged 325,000 concussions per year in the military. That is training.
Right.
So, and also another thing that's important is there was a study that showed that each concussion generates $100,000 in medical bills throughout a lifetime.
Think about the money it would save, you know, for families, for the military, for taxpayers. To me, it makes sense. It's the Power Plus mouth guard. I want you to go look at it. Listen to me. If you have kids or grandkids playing sports, check it out. It's been patented by Dr. Hutchinson. It's a medical device patent because it's unlike anything else out there. It goes in your lower jaw, prevents that energy from going into your skull. PowerPlusMouthGuard.com. PowerPlusMouthGuard.com. I think you've got a promo code for them too, Doctor, don't you?
Absolutely. Gruber, of course.
Oh, yeah. It's good. It's a good one. It's a good one. I can remember that. you'll save 10% because I want you to be safe. I want your family to be safe. PowerPlusMouthGuard.com. Dr. Michael Hutchinson, keep up the good work, my friend. Keep people safe. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Greatly appreciate it. I'm telling you, what would the price be? PowerPlusMouthGuard.com. I'll be right back.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.